Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU podcast. Oh my God, am I on mute? Did I mute my mic? Can you hear me, guys? Someone hit me up. Let me know you can hear me.
I'll hit you right now. I have to.
Oh God. Well, before we get to that nasty looking, across the pond there. But let me know if you can hear us clearly or not. I'm pretty sure we sound A-OK here. But anyways, first of all, say thank you everybody for tuning in tonight's episode. Big shout out to everybody last week for watching the podcast, man. It was a phenomenal turnout. Quite a few people turned up. Close to 500 and something odd comments already built. Punched in about at least 2,000 views on Facebook itself, and you can still watch the episode on YouTube, because I know it stays on Facebook for a couple of weeks.
Or 30 days.
But enough of that, guys. On today's podcast, we have actually two special guests. One came to pitch in for two, because two's not here today, but don't adjust your screen, gentlemen. On the podcast today, we have El Cacahuat. I'm sorry. I didn't know your camera. Yeah, is that a peanut head at the door? Don't touch yourself, guys. That's my bad. I'm sorry, buddy.
You did it on purpose. I know you did it on purpose. I know.
Mark, to the right.
Yeah, thank you for the welcome there.
I can't believe it. But anyways, guys, on today's podcast, our official special guest today. Yeah, I know. Jacinto, you can start up with me. I'll go to in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do we have a special guest, but we got another champ in the podcast, Mr. Kike Caballero in the podcast, guys.
Right, for him, you do have the camera well adjusted, right?
Well, you know, sometimes the camera is really beauty.
And people are short.
Yeah, that's perfect, man. I know, right? I mean, I'm sorry for the shade on your left, but
you know what? Lower it down.
You're still there. Don't worry about it, bro. You're fine. Jesus.
I don't know the camera could go that high, man. I've seen the camera.
We could already see him. So anyways, Kike, welcome to the show, man.
Señor, I just want to say thank you for having me on. Cacahuate, thank you for being here. Thank you for everything. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm anxious. Estoy emocionado. I feel good, man. Thank you for having me on.
Salud,
man.
Hello,
that's who I am, bro. The reason he's called Caballero for a reason, bro. Come on. Let it go.
I love this guy. The little kid, man. I'm actually admiring him.
He's a big kid.
No, you know what I mean. I have always admired him, you know, ever since I started seeing him wrestling, you know, I've always admired him. That's and, awesome. You know, like he told me that actually he looked very
really
young. Yeah, I was like, man,
I'm sorry for your childhood, bro.
I mean, this guy knows everybody, and everybody knows him. So, yeah, I know, dude. See, that's a story on its own. Yeah. I think, honestly, he could probably tell that better, because like he said, I was young.
Right.
Probably how I met you is actually I saw one of your mom's posts when you were in the hospital.
Oh, that was the hospital.
When you were in the hospital, and I asked her, like, well, oye, Paola,
you were like, are you single?
No. My respect. I respect her very much. I've known your mom for a long time.
No, yeah.
But yeah, I remember that I saw a video of her post that she posted that you were in the hospital. And I go, oye, de que tú sigues mucho a Quique.
Yeah.
Oh, sí. Pues es mi hijo. I did not know. And I remember seeing you guys since very little.
Yeah.
So, I've known your mom for a long time.
So little Quique, when I became a wrestling fan, of course, I always loved lucha libre and wrestling. But as a teenager, it was, you know, mainly wrestling.
All right.
And my mom, you know, queriendo, okay, mijo, te voy a dar los shows. But right. All she knew was like, well, let's go a la lucha.
A la lucha libre,
right.
Like,
right.
Back then, I didn't know about WR. WR was around then. But my mom, no, these are luchas. So I used to go. Luchas,
right?
As a teenager,
okay.
Pues obviamente cacahuates de negro. Years, even in the
70s, I'm only 53 years old. Yeah. And I have been around those major stars.
Yeah. No, but see, so that's funny on its own.
Right. So you actually met him when he was actually wrestling, or he was a referee at the time.
Sí. Cuando oficialmente nos conocimos.
Yeah.
Fue cuando yo ya estaba. I mean, maybe you saw me as a trainee. Cuando yo era nomás un trainee, mm-hmm. And I would do security at those shows.
Right.
Back in early 2023. Oh, so maybe you saw me then. I wouldn't really go to the back then. I didn't feel. I've always been shy, so I didn't really go to the back until I started wrestling.
Órale.
Y ahí fue cuando ya, pues, este señor empezó a regañarme.
Oh, shit.
After 10 minutes,
me
quedo ya. Me aconsejaba.
And Chris already coming in and saying, Kike better than Toxico. All right, man. All right.
Thank you, Chris Austin. I appreciate that.
Is that Chris Austin? No,
that's
Chris Snyder. Biggest Kike fan, Chris Austin. Shout out to Chris Austin.
So we usually start off at the very beginning of the podcast to find out a little bit about yourself, man. Where you grew up. You already told us why you met Mondo during the wrestling circuits when he was a ref. Tell us a little about yourself, man. Where you grew up, how you got started, what inspired you to become a wrestler, and where you're at right now.
You want the short version or the long version?
Oh, well, we got an hour. Yeah.
Well, we have a time limit.
We got an hour and a half out here. No problem.
So, I was born in Akini, well, in Macal.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the U.S. I was blessed enough to have parents that were like, yeah, let's have them be born over there. I was born here. The moment the doctor was like, you can travel. You okay? The moment the doctor told my parents, the baby can travel, boom. Like within a month, we went back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yo crecí en Reynosa.
Okay.
Hasta los siete. So mm-hmm. I always tell people like that really, 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 like I had two childhoods. Mm-hmm. Porque allá en Reynosa, en esos tiempos, like everything was behind.
Right.
Like I always tell people, like as a kid, I was a big like Ben 10 fan.
Mm-hmm.
And over there, like it was like halfway through the first season,
right?
And
right,
I would come to the U.S. and it would be like Alien Force,
right?
Where in Mexico they haven't even announced it, and then you know, what do you know? A year later,
right,
they announced it, so
right?
Back then, everything was behind,
right?
So, I always tell people, like, you all can say, like back then, no, I didn't have a Nintendo, I didn't have any kind of console,
yeah.
Atari. No, but yes, Alcacera Chispitas.
Ah!
That's the closest I ever got to video games, really.
allá en México.
Las
arcades.
Y las canicas, los
casos. Cuando las moneditas esas de cobre.
Yeah, I was always shy. Pero,
okay. I know because I went to those.
Back in the moneditas de cobre.
Yeah,
I don't want to cut you short, man, but I love this comment, so I give Mondo a mark.
That's awesome. Okay, go on, bro. Sorry.
Play like a sound effect or something.
Oh my god, dude. There's people cracking up on that one, man. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, man. He's on the screen. That's Vicente Aguilar, man.
That's Triple H.
So we're making go. You're doing your thing over there. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, how was you got into the wrestling scene, or what inspired you?
You know, my family decided to. Of course, I remember as a kid, no matter la cultura mexicana,
right.
Like I just remember, like I wouldn't really watch Lucha Libre, pero it was all around me, right?
Right,
so,
right.
No me acuerdo, like, no conocía a los luchadores, pero miraba las máscaras en todos lados. Mm-hmm. Enough, where like I knew que la máscara de la parca era mi favorita. Like, right. I didn't know the wrestlers, nada.
Right.
I just knew, like, I see all these masks all the time.
Right,
and I
right.
see all the little monitos, and I just know that la parca is my favorite one.
Right.
And it wasn't until we came over here, decidimos venirnos para acá, you know, better life, better everything.
Right, right.
When I was 7, boom, I was still a kid, pero was complete culture shock, ¿verdad? Like, the streets were wider. Like, that was the first thing I noticed, like, the streets
right,
are wider,
right.
The buildings are taller, the, you know, we have school buses here. Yeah, y fue cuando ya empecé a ver a la, you know, I started interacting with the kids here, and I became more Americanized, ¿verdad?
Right.
And see, I mean, wrestling, when I really fell in love with wrestling, really, really, honestly, like, ni no era tanto yo, it was my little brother.
Oh, okay.
My youngest brother, Chuy.
Chuy.
He was a big John Cena fan.
Wow. What? You know, this is a big person. John Cena fan. Wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, they grew up more in that era.
In that era. See, that era. Yeah.
This is like, I'm talking like 2011.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Ya tenía como, I mean, what? Well, I was 10, right?
So, okay.
Pero sí, so my little brother was the youngest one, the younger one. So he wore the jorts.
Oh,
he wore the shorts for like 2 years until
really?
I could quit and he said, I'm sorry, but I'm still gonna wear them.
Right.
You know, quítate los palabras, no. You know, so at the time, yo lo miraba every Friday
right.
en Azteca 7.
Right. Oh, okay.
I can't stand them.
No, you don't like.
I don't like the commentary. I don't like the commentary in Mexico. You know, I mean, some of them can be good, but the commentary when los comentaristas de México hacen eso is.
All I'm gonna say is I watched Triple Mania in Spanish for like 5 minutes, and then I was like, how can I watch this with like Corey Graves and JBL? And then I switched.
Por lo mismo, this past weekend was amazing. I'm Triple A was freaking nuts, man. It was nuts.
Yeah, I watched it live.
Yeah, I watched it live. By accident. I mean, I was just going through YouTube and it was this, and I saw it like on YouTube, and I was watching it. My nephews were like, Dio, what are you watching? Dude, you gotta watch this. He's a badass. We had that whole, my favorite wrestler, I'm sorry guys, that whole match, the very first one was Michael Mann. He was a shit. He was a shit. And then he pinned Otis, dude. That was a shit.
So you know what I found out? I mean, I haven't heard about Micro Man, but I'm sure you know. I don't know. I'm sure you know. I didn't even hear that.
Close personal friend, man.
No. I know you understand what I'm talking about. You got some shit in there. You guys are related, right?
They shop at the same store in the baby cap. Anyways, go on.
Why? Every single time that you have somebody here.
I hate
to tell you one thing. As of right now, you still are unable to beat Martini.
Oh my God. We'll get to that.
Oh, fíjate, I didn't know that Microman is el hijo de Quemonito. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Por eso, que bonito original.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes sense. Yeah, right. I found that out after his appearance.
And right,
like,
right.
Even though I knew about him, like, I did learn something.
Oh, that's cool, man. Dude, that's cool.
I was watching that. Yo me sentía como niño chiquito. It felt wholesome.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you. I got you.
The WWE layout,
yeah,
I don't know. It felt wholesome.
And, yeah. and all those guys, I've actually known them for a long time. You know, they're very humble people. Son de esos de que te dan la mano, te aconsejan también, te van a tomar una foto contigo and all that. You know, they're the type of people that you love to have around.
Bro, it was a great show, dude. I mean, this is the first time I had a. I mean, I watched Lucha Libre once in a while, Triple A, once in a blue moon, I'll watch it. But I've heard stories when Manu comes on the podcast about certain wrestlers and everything. And then when I saw a Pimpa, I could not stop because I remember the stories he told me with the other referees that had been here on Three Back Productions. And I could not stop. And my nephew went, what are you laughing at, Diego? I go, oh my God.
And Pinella?
Yes.
When he lays a kiss on you, He lays it. I can't even imagine.
I'll admit it.
You can't
say imagine
because it might happen. It might
happen one of these days. Sabino has kissed me before. You know Sabino?
Oh. Sabino, no, mijito.
No se compara.
Sabino no se compara ningún dedo comparado a Pimpinela. Y yo sé, yo te lo digo.
Con el número directo, un dedo.
¡Uno!
It's more like a fish.
Man.
It's a whole.
Oh my God!
You do not want him because he's gonna lay it on you. And I don't know. Honestly speaking, talking about Triple Mania.
No.
Talking about Pimpinela, did you actually see Triple H's and Tony Khan's?
No, not Tony Khan. I thought Triple H.
Yeah,
Triple H.
Well, actually, the other guy, you know, he's the other president that's there. Their reaction.
Nikon.
Yeah. Their reaction.
Yeah.
Towards that, because right. They never expected that. And that was actually the first time that Pimpinela actually worked for WWE in a Triple A. Of course, you know, he's been there, you know, in Triple A and Triple Manias before, but not with the WWE.
Right.
Man, they were freaking out. Like, oh, I expected
that. And I got Kitty Franco saying, I'm in love with you, Kike. And he says, I kissed you too.
He did.
And Frank the same Maria says, I want to kiss Kike. And I got Sean saying, Bandidos!
Bandidos.
Yeah, he brought the belts, guys.
Representing the Rebel Bandidos.
Wow, there you go. He brought some belts, man. He brought some belts.
My brother right there, man. My white brother.
So, going back, watching the Triple Mania this past weekend, you say that
it brought Triple Mania, not Triple Mania.
Well, Tim, I'm sorry, okay? The Americanized person over here.
That's all right.
But, you know, it is what it is. But watching that, you said it kind of gave you like a nostalgia of when you were younger. I mean,
dude.
So your brother was the one that was into the wrestling thing. And he was the John Cena, big time John Cena fan.
The George.
So what inspired you after that? Did you want to be just like your little brother?
At the time, same thing. I mean, I enjoyed it, but of course, but back then, I had no internet, right?
So right.
I didn't really, it was literal.
Right.
Old school, right? Lo que ves es lo que es. So yeah. I don't know any of these people. I don't know who they really are.
Like, right,
I'm
right,
just
right.
Watching the show, right? Hey, me acuerdo. Mi favorito era Sin Cara, el original.
Okay.
Místico. Of course. And that's where it went, right?
Right.
Era Sin Cara, original. Era Alberto del Rio, porque me acuerdo que los comentaristas, they loved them. Because he was like, yeah, that's our guy. You know, like,
right.
Ese es nuestro...
Right.
Dos caras, Junior. So me acuerdo de Alberto. Like, I would see Alberto and I would be like, that's me. Like, that's the closest to me. And then, brother, like, I just love CM Punk. I can't tell you why. I just remember, like, he's cool.
Right.
So that's what stayed with me back then. And then, both my brothers stopped watching it, and we all moved along. And you know what it was? And I'll be honest, I've been saying it anyway. Do you guys remember the John Cena prank call?
Those are the guys from California.
Yeah.
From California.
Yeah.
They have the podcast.
I got you. Yeah.
bueno, I mean, this is like 2013, right? So at the time, something happened where, like, I was staying with my dad more, right? And he had a computer and a little shitty laptop. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
A little shitty old laptop.
Tenía una computadora.
Estaba
computadora.
Yeah. Super old. So I was watching a lot of random shit, right?
Right.
Porn? Por no ver las cosas bien.
Go on with your story.
So, I started having access to the internet. So I remember I watched that prank call like maybe 100 times.
Right.
You know, a little teenage kid, like, right. You know, laughing my ass off. And of course, YouTube, the algorithm went, I was wrestling.
Right.
I found all the stuff that I watched back then.
Oh, okay.
So, me acuerdo, like, one of the first ones that I watched was Sin Cara Azul contra Sin Cara Negro. I mean, this is the most random of that time.
Are you talking about the mass versus mass match that they had in Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a SmackDown episode
that they actually did in La Ciudad de México. Like, you know, máscara contra máscara.
Me acuerdo.
Jose Martinez says, I just got here. ¿Qué onda, Quique?
Señor.
There you go. And Sean just texted right now, says, I won't bust down the door like I did like last time. But thank
you. Just got that door repaired. Thanks, Sean.
Her thoughts will kiss other people's girlfriends. Wow. And I think he was saying, yeah, just saw that Greg call last night. Yeah.
Toxic bro, thank you for these napkins, right? These napkins?
Hey, they're
little moco.
Oh, wow.
Why do you have disrespectful? That is very
good. Oh, here we go.
Can we hold on to that for the second half, guys? I want to hear this.
First half. So you're finding all these other matches on YouTube.
Back in little places, right. When I was maybe like 12, something like that. Yeah, 12, 13. And, you know, I never looked back. And I fell in love with Lucha Libre Primero.
All right.
I fell in love with Místico. Místico fue mi primera amor de la lucha, you know, right. Directo, así que, wow, boom.
Right.
I was watching so much his work in AAA as Místesis at the time, man, Místesis. Mm-hmm. Lo miraba luchar mucho a él. Then I discovered Lucha Underground, of course, like we all did back then. I discovered Lucha Underground, I discovered Penta. And then when my eye went back to pro wrestling was 2016, when AJ Styles debuted in the Rumble.
Oh, okay.
And funny enough, I didn't know who AJ was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who AJ Styles was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just such a, like, holy crap. Yeah. And then you go down that rabbit hole. And I just couldn't look away. And that's when I started watching Raw, like, every week.
Yeah. And every Monday night, yeah. Like
early 2016, again. Huh? Yes, porque ya it was January. At the moment.
Right.
And yeah, man, I mean.
You never look back.
Never look back as a fan, right? I can get how during the pandemic, you know, I mean, the world was ending, right?
Yeah.
So just having no crowds
Right. Took
me away from it. And of course, like I said, like the world was ending. So
yeah,
you
were in pretty much in limbo.
I got you.
WWE kept going, but I stopped watching. For the first time in years,
right.
Like I finally stopped watching.
And they did their shows, you know, like they had, audience, but it was more like internet audience.
It was the Thunderdome
and all that.
That was like what finally, like just timing, just life.
Right.
And I'll never forget when they had that first WrestleMania.
That was nuts. Yeah.
That was nuts. That was kind of, to me, as a wrestling fan also, that was kind of depressing to me. Because you have all those TVs. You expect, you know, to see what you've always seen. Hundreds of thousands of people, you know, in attendance, and all of a sudden it just goes down because of what happened that time, and it was very, very sad for everybody. So
I'm sorry, Dr. Go. I'm gonna put this up here because you guys, I'm sorry,
Dude, that's, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, Kike. I'm sorry, Kike. I got to put this on there. There's rumors that at age 11, before Kike moved from Reynosa, his father, faith father, 15 kids. What the hell is that, bro?
Oh, wow.
Is he getting personal? Family members.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and here's Jose Martinez saying, talk to a kiss, Kike's uncle, who? I lost it. Uncle Pedro.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, dude, these are crazy. And then he goes here also, Kike Franco saying, talk to a kiss, Kike's Uncle Juan. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Everybody's
a real person. Everybody's
Juan.
My grandpa's Juan.
One, two, three. So you get the WrestleMania thing, the pandemic's happening.
Yeah.
You kind of shy away from it for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, what age did you get to where you say, you know what, I want to start doing this? I want to start trying to be in that direction to become a wrestler myself.
It's funny, man. I mean, that was 2020. Right, like in a way, like I was finally like away from the bubble.
Right,
I could probably wrestling, but I wouldn't watch it anymore at all. And then 2021 was like my limbo year. También, like I didn't even have a job like the whole year. Like I went through a lot of stuff. Like I really had to like just boom, I cut a lot of people out, and I was like, I need to get my shit together, and I just focused on myself. Right, and it took me a while. Right, it took me almost
just
a year.
To give you a piece of advice, this is a PG-13. You know, PG-13, so you cannot say that shit on the air. All right?
Keep going, dude.
So, don't say shit on the air. Damn it. Shit.
Keep going. Yeah, pandemic took me out of it. I kept up with it, but pandemic completely took me out of it. And then 2021, I just went through stuff myself. I had to find myself. And that's when I found Newbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, like I told you guys, like, yo en mi mente, yo pensaba, like, okay, aquí lucha libre, and if I ever want to train pro wrestling, pues I gotta go pro wrestling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I had heard rumors, like, throughout my whole childhood and teenagehood, como el cine del rey, te gusta la lucha, oh, el cine del rey, que mi primo, que mi amigo. But I never looked into it. And 2021, I found Newbie out of pure luck. And I told myself, right, it was in my list of things that I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to do this, like, in order to get my shit together, and I'm going to join the wrestling school. And I ended up not joining until like a year and a half after that. But I did it, right? And it was just timing, man. I mean, like honestly, like, at the time, I was kind of losing my passion for like even just working out in general. Like I felt like I was just working out just to work out.
Right.
Like I couldn't turn that other gear on to be like, what am I doing this for? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then late 2022, out of pure timing, right? It's funny how it works. You know, my relationship with my parents has been, you know, it is what it is. So throughout the years it'll be like, you know, I'll be with my mom and then we'll clash. You know, it is what it is. Los dos, her fault, my fault. We'll clash and it'll be like, I can't be here anymore. I'll go with my dad, and my dad would be like, and then after like a year, nosotros no nos aguantamos, because same thing, my fault, his fault.
Right.
I don't want to deal with you anymore. He told my mom, bend to me. So throughout the years, it's been back and forth.
Pretty much a tennis match, back and forth.
You know, yeah. Gotcha. During my teenage years.
Right.
More like a volleyball game.
Yeah, probably.
Who's keeping the score?
I hear you.
And somebody had to speak.
So at the time, I was living with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we clashed, whatever. And boom, so I went to live with my dad. I mean, they live really close.
Right.
And I mean, either way, I have to pay rent. It doesn't matter. So it just so happened that at the time, my grandma was like very sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how it is with older people.
Yeah.
It's straight up like, to not get too much into detail, like, it's straight up like, you know, you take a bad fall and. I lived there at my grandma's house with my dad, like in her last 4 months of her being alive.
Oh, wow.
This is my dad's mom.
Okay.
No, she's an angel. She's an angel.
Now she's your angel.
I mean, she was always an angel. Mm-hmm. She was very religious.
If you don't mind me asking, how old was your grandmother?
That's a good question, dude. If I'm not mistaken, she was 77.
I lost mine at the age of about 74.
74? My grandmother. Si no me equivoco. Si no me equivoco. Pero, sí, ella siempre, toda la vida, religiosa. Like, ella vivía en la iglesia. Pero religiosa, de religiosa. O sea, lo regañaba a mis papás toda la vida. Tienen que ir a la iglesia y a nosotros también.
¿Me gusta grabar Catholic, like, católica?
Cristiana.
Cristiana. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like, you know, okay. No, like, you can't be watching.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
You can't watch PBS, right? Okay, and I just kept watching it. But looking back at it, it's like Ed and Eddie, like, yeah, it's a little edgy, but it wasn't Cartoon Network. Like,
right. Is Beavis and Butthead is totally not adult.
You see, the thing, and here's something coming way off topic. I mean, growing up, we used to watch Looney Tunes growing up. We would see Daffy, Bugs Bunny get shot with a shotgun.
You know, a lot of times, Mark, I tell this young generation, because don't be gay. How old are you?
23. I'm 23.
You're 23. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 53. I'm 30 years older than you. I'm
3 years older than me.
I'm older. You know, basically, grew up with me.
Yeah.
You know, in that. Yeah. Yeah. The, God, man, I remember that on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Saturdays. Early in the morning. Let me tell you one thing. We used to fight for the TV.
Yeah.
With everybody.
Yeah, and I remember waking up at 6 in the morning, which I never woke up that early for fucking school.
Yeah.
We got 6 in the morning to see Inhumanoids, Proton on Channel 23, or Tom and Jerry on Channel 5, or He-Man.
He-Man.
And I was there 6 in the morning, bro. Bro, my dude. Much as you're watching, my dad. Mira que caracho. No se puede levantar para las pruebas.
Absolutely. Where's the
You're watching the show, you relay, it's the truth. You say I got cartoons at 8:05 in the morning just to watch WWE cartoons. And that's true.
The Hogan thing.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, there's something I gotta ask you. There's a rumor just told me right now. Is it a rumor that Chuck Norris Kofsky give for advice about females? What the hell is it?
Dude, what's that show called? I used to watch all these shows with my dad. And that's the worst one. I'm sure Chuck Norris, pero I know Chuck Norris, pero what's that show called?
Which one?
Where he's like a cop, like a sheriff.
Oh, Texas Ranger.
I mean, it's not that bad, but I used to watch Magnum P.I. with my dad.
That's David Hasselhoff, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I call Tom Selleck for dating advice.
There you go. But yeah, so
I didn't need it, you know.
Bronco.
So
I did not need
Bronco Fierce Fight. I do believe that.
I did not need it. And so, you blow it, Mark.
Yeah, so going back and forth with the parents, I know. Bye, guys. We hear music in the background. I don't know the rights to that. Alfresco is going on right now every third Thursday of the month. Every third Thursday of the month, come out here. Enjoy yourself, man. They got great activities.
We took out Bob. I'll see Osborne.
Well, it is what it is.
It's too soon.
We missed you, Ozzy.
Yes.
So you're doing the back and forth with your mom, going back and forth. So now that the pandemic's already over, you're coming into New Breed. You said it was great timing.
Yeah.
What's the conversation with the man himself, Danny Chance, when you go on in?
Funny enough, back in it must have been 2021. I looked up New Breed on Google Maps, and I didn't text anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just showed up, and it was
there.
Like,
you go.
3 p.m. You know, there was no one. So I was like, I tried. And then it wasn't until like, you know, a year later that I actually texted Danny and everything. But I'll see. So, of course, right, like my grandma passes away, like late 2022. I mean, you guys know how it is to do something special. That was my first, as a kid, okay, tío de tu mamá. Okay, right, pero I mean, that was my grandma.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So,
yeah, those are tough.
Through that whole thing, right? Yeah. Y nomás, I mean, I'm not going to say anything specific, pero nomás went through that whole thought process and just thinking like I need something, like it's now or never, man. It's now or never. At the time, I was really into boxing. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll join a boxing gym. And then I told myself, I'm going to be spending money on a boxing gym. Like, let's be realistic. Like, am I going to be a boxer? Maybe, like for fun, but successful? Probably not. I mean, I'm starting at 2021. You never know. Pero...
You're still young. A lot of people start at that.
You never know. Pero me dije a mí mismo, I was like, or do I finally go to New Breed and join the wrestling school?
Right.
And because if anything, I see myself as a wrestler, right, a boxer. Like, might as well finally, that whole timing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let's go for it, man. And yeah, man, it's funny. Like, I texted the New Breed School of Wrestling. I didn't know who it was. Mm-hmm. I knew about Mooncat. I've said it in my promo when Mooncat wrestled, me and Mooncat wrestled for the New Breed.
Right.
I said it in my promo, right? Before I was heavyweight champion, I was just a New Breed fan.
Right.
Like everybody else in the
company. I think I saw that match. I did see that match.
But even before I was a New Breed fan, I was a Mooncat Franco fan, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. I was a big Kitty fan, and I still am.
Right.
And now he's like a brother to me. So... Your friend, New Breed, and I was like, I knew about Kitty. I knew about, who was it I know about? I had seen Calavera, I had seen Austin, and I mean, I had seen everybody, but I hadn't interacted with them. So I get there, and that was my first time, like, interacting with any tension.
Right.
And of course, I get there, and he gives me he told me who he is, he told me what he's done, he shows me all the posters. And of course, at the time, it was hard to understand, but in hindsight, He's a legend, I think, in his own way, right? He's a legend. And that was the beginning of the journey, man. Danny, from the beginning, told me and Iggy, because we were the same class. It was just me and Iggy for a few months there before
trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Iggy.
There you go.
One love. Before me and Iggy. It had been a while since like a class, and after me and Iggy, it took Damian a few months. So it was just me and him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And at the time, he told both of us, he was like, right now you see yourself in the mirror, and you just see you. But when I see you, and I see who you can really be, like I see the potential.
Mm-hmm.
And, it sounds cliche. And of course, at the time, I took it in and I understood it.
Right.
So, of course, with hindsight, he was right. Like, he told me, like, I see the potential in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to bring it out of you.
Okay.
So.
But it always has to be in you.
I mean,
it's like I tell a lot of people in this business. You have to love it. You have to love that sport in order for you to want to be more than what you can be.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, when they say, no, Pascal, I want to become a wrestler. Okay. Is it in your heart? It has to be in your heart in order for you to be wanting to be in the business. I've been in this business, like I told Mars before and all that. I've been in this business in 1991. I've been around a lot of famous, well-known luchadores, wrestlers, everything in this business. I've been in the ring with them, and all that. And I have been blessed with that. And that's why a lot of times when I see you guys, the new generation, I like to give you an advice. I can't say you need to do this. Because it really has to be you. Hey, I like to give advice where I can be like, hey, ¿sabes qué? This look good, but why don't you try this? Trátalo. Si te gusta, sí. Pero ¿qué es el consejo más que les he dado a ustedes? Siempre ha sido donde, hey, si no se sienten a gusto haciéndolo, no lo hagan. ¿Por qué? Because if you don't feel comfortable doing it because you feel that you might get hurt.
Right.
Hey, don't take the risk.
Right.
So don't take the risk. I'll be honest.
That's good advice.
And we all take risks. We all have taken risks. I mean... I'll be honest, everybody in my family has seen that with me también, the risk, and I don't do it anymore. Why? Because the body can react differently, and all that.
And if you look up at your screen right there, that's Iggy Trips. Oh! My love, bro. My love right there. There you go. They're watching.
Shout out to the Brown Lovers.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the Brown Lovers. The Jamaica Mexico connection.
The Jamaica Mexico. That would be good.
I have a question for you, man. Just real quick.
What's up? They put you on camera there.
Why doesn't he have that Jamaican accent? You remember that segment with Triple H?
he was Jamaican when he first started, and then he shook his head, and then he became like your mom.
And said, I got another comment from Jose Martinez saying, I remember the first time you could debut, you could tell from the day that day all the potential he had, and how much he came up in short time with his young man.
Mama,
they say, "Oye, suéltalo ya."
I will
fill the seats anywhere he goes, and that's a fact. There you go. And so I got Chris. I'll say, "What happened to the accent?"
Your mom.
Oh no, man.
Let's do it, mom.
So you come into New Breed. Chance gives you pretty much a chance.
I have a question for you before we continue.
What's up?
Are we past the sponsors and all that?
Almost. I'm going to run just a little bit more, and I'll get to the sponsors right now.
I don't want you to get in trouble.
No, okay? I'm good. Don't worry about it. Okay. We're almost there.
Because I worry about you.
No, don't worry about me.
Because I'm your pal.
I got you, buddy. Because I'm your pal. I got you, all right?
Best buddy.
No sponsors means no little hors d'oeuvres for you when you come in, all right? So don't worry
about
it.
You know what I forgot in my truck?
You're still?
Seriously. I forgot the cacahuate.
You're still? No. Anyways, I'm sorry. Bad joke. Well, I got a booster seat there, but you know. Anyways, but yeah, man, so you get introduced, you go in, you get your first match. You walk into your first match, man. Just give me a quick run through on how that's walking through those curtains for the first time with the people that are in attendance watching you walking for the first time, bro. How does that feel?
I mean, that's a long, like, I started training at New Breed January of 2023. Mm-hmm. It was like January 3rd, the day that I showed up. I didn't debut until November of 2023. Like, I think Danny says, like, for someone that if you start a new meeting, you're consistent, you debut what? Like, he says 4 to 6 months?
Minimum 4 to 6 months.
I will see how each one is. 4 to 6 months, depending how good you are. Maybe 5 to 7. It took me, you know, almost 10, 11 months because I was on and off. When I first started, I was consistent for like about 4 months, and then life gets in the way, on and off. Mm-hmm. I tell Danny, it was the first time that I straight up told him, because I've taken breaks before, right? Mm-hmm. A month, 2 months, it just happened.
Right.
But it was the first time that I straight up told him, like, hey, you know, like for whatever reason, like, I'm going to have to take a break.
Right.
And he was like, okay, whatever. I hadn't been training for 2 months, mm-hmm. about 2 months. Mm-hmm. And he texted me and he's like, hey, Kike, by the way, you better be ready because I'm debuting in November. You have like, 3 weeks, I think it was, mm-hmm. maybe a month. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not training, right? He was, of course, like, I don't know how to rest. But I feel like that's how it's always been with my career so far, that it's always been like maybe I do go head first into a lot of things and a lot of opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. My mentality has always been like, what am I?
I have to scratch my head, okay? Shut up, Mark.
I'm sorry, dude.
You were like, what the hell is this guy doing, right? I have to scratch my head. I don't want to do it.
What are you doing here? I don't even know what you're doing.
I'm on the table.
Go on, you did me in November.
I mean, I show up to training maybe once, twice, maybe three times, and then it's like, boom, you gotta go out there. I mean, it's all blurry now, man. Time flies, pero me acuerdo at the time. I mean, normally it varies, but normally, when you start, like, you start with Danny. Man, not always, right, but most times, right. Like, you know, match one, match two, like, you're working with Danny.
Right, right.
But for whatever reason, at the time, he was out. He had taken a break, a personal break.
Right, right.
So he throws me in there with Calavera de Diamante. Calavera, right? Which I mean.
And I know who he is. Yeah, I know. I've met him before. He is a recent customer where I work. So I know who he is. But so go ahead. We'll leave it at that.
We don't want to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he puts me in there with Calavera. I've only seen the match back a few times, but I mean, it was good. I mean, like people were telling me, hey, I mean, I remember Daniel Galvan told me, Daddy Daniel, mm-hmm. shout out to Daddy Daniel and the Moon Daddies. He told me at the time, he was like, Kike, that was like the first first match that I've ever seen, at least at the time, right? Mm-hmm. And like all those things, dude, all those positive things that people have told me along the way, like I always forget about them. Like, of course, I always remember the bad. But right. There's been so much good like that.
Right.
There's been
right.
so much good que me dijo, like. So I mean, the people were happy. I kept up, más o menos, ¿verdad? And I was happy with it, man. So yeah, my first few matches, you know, we were Calavera. My first one, my second one.
Faltaba más delgado,
¿eh? Él me bautizó.
Te bautizó. No,
me bautizó en la lucha.
Okay.
En la lucha. Porque
él es tu padrino.
I've told him this before. Integrity. He's known for his chops, and he chopped the fuck out of me my first few matches.
Técnicamente
me bautizó.
This is a PG-13 show.
Yeah.
Okay, so please do not say the word fuck.
Wow,
fuck. Wow.
We're fucking sorry.
We're fucking sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
Jesus Christ. But anyways, guys, well, Jesus before we go, Christ. We go into the next segment. We got to talk about a little bit of our sponsor here. Let me go right into this here. Sponsor, let's get started from the very bottom here. And our big shout out to Anonis Construction. Guys, give these guys a call, 956-363-7195. They specialize in turning your vision into a reality, which it's your home, business. Their experience spans out to residential commercial projects. Their stunning remodels are really built to stand the test of time. Why choose them? They take pride in the craftsmanship, attention, and detail, ensuring that every project that's a masterpiece tailored for their needs. Plus, they understand the importance of working with your budget without compromising. Don't settle for less. When it comes to construction, contact Anonis Construction today and create something extraordinary together. Remember, Anonis Construction, building dreams one brick at a time. Also, a big shout out to Triple J Plumbing, guys. Triple J Plumbing is searching for a reliable, licensed plumber. Look no further, Triple J Plumbing, where excellent meets dedication. This team specializes in hospital-grade plumbing, reinsures the highest standards for home and business. With Triple J, they are never left in the bind. They're always on call, ready to tackle any problem, plumbing problem you need. For water heater season is approaching right around the corner, guys. It's a perfect time to reassure your system in the tip-top shape. Choose Triple J Plumbing for quality services you can rely on. Let them handle the plumbing while you can focus on what truly matters. Remember Triple J Plumbing, because your house deserves the best. And also, big shout-outs also to Valley Trophy LLC, located here on South Texas Boulevard. These guys, we're looking for a trophy to get made. Give these guys a call. They will gladly help you. I know somebody commented on one of the pictures I put up. They want to know they make Stanley Cups. Yes. They
really?
Can get it done. They can get That's it done. Crazy. Give these guys a call. Click on that QR code. They'll give you all the information you need, and they will help you out. To let them know Chewy who sent you. Also, big shout out to the Gallery Cactus. If you're looking for crafts, memorabilia, or vintage, and live music on the weekends, guys, head out with these guys. It won't disappoint. Great people, great atmosphere. Give them a call. Click on that QR code. Takes you straight to their Instagram, showing you what they're all about. Also, a new one here, Texas Toke Shop, Smoke Shop, baby. If you're looking for a good something to ease your pain, some I don't know what the hell that is in the background, but pay attention for that. But your one shop for vape, CBD. Cream and offer resource stuff. I mean, on your special time, you want to take for yourself, it's available. Give these guys a call or head out to the shop here on South Texas Boulevard. Come on down. Let them know. Chewy News sent you. And last but not least, guys, Extreme Nutrition LLC, guys, juices, protein drinks, Froyos, smoothie bowls and supplements. Guys, you're looking to start losing weight, burning some fat, give these guys a call. You're trying to gain some weight and put some muscle on yourself. Get these guys a call. They're located here in Westaco. Click on that QR code, and they will gladly help you out.
That is one place I can guarantee you, Mark, that you do not visit.
Well, you know what? I've been an actual visit. I've been, ladies and gentlemen, for the last couple of days already, this guy right here has been working the trick.
Dude, Tuesday and Wednesday does not count.
It's Friday.
Yeah,
Friday, yeah, Saturday, right. Sunday,
saw
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. Sell the treadmill in the green room, man.
Yeah, hey, I'm whooping ass. Yeah, I'm whooping ass.
Miles are up,
I'm whooping ass.
Treadmill. That was a vending machine you saw, bro.
You know what? Yeah, it was a vending machine.
Hey, as a matter of fact, talking about that, I gained a few pounds already.
Yeah, hey, man.
I gained a few pounds, but I've been hitting the gym for the past 3 weeks, you know, after everything that's been happening with me. But we're not going to talk about
it. We're back, baby. We're back.
You know what?
And it's just to let the cow out of the bag, man. When you get to a certain age, you know, you need to watch what you gotta get back on that, get back on the run again.
A lot of people take it for granted.
Yeah.
A lot of people take it for granted. Yeah. They go, mi nunca me va a pasar and all that. Exactly. You've known what has happened to me, you know, in less than a year, Mark, and all that. I'm just very blessed to be still here in this earth.
Yeah,
that's all I'm blessed.
It's good to hear. Really good to hear.
We're not here for me.
We're back here with Kiki Caballero in the podcast.
Man.
With us.
So what? This is the second half. Right? Now I get to ask the questions.
Let me ask you something, Kike, real quick. Caballero, get me correctly here on the name Caballero. It's Spanish for gentleman, correct?
Yes, Caballero.
Okay. I'm gonna throw you a side story here. This happened about 5-6 years ago, maybe longer, maybe probably about 7 years ago. My brother and I went to go pick up a botana. Nice. At a restaurant here in West Zamora. Yeah, no, it was actually I can't remember what the name of the place was, but it's here in West Zamora, right in front of the West Zamora High School. I think it was Ciro's, if I'm not mistaken. Went out there to go pick up a botana, and we're there, and there's a guy shows up. He's selling memorabilia, he's selling caps, he's selling jerseys, you know, this and that. And he walks in, caballeros, que quieren ustedes? Aquí tengo cachuchos, aquí tengo jerseys, camisas, you know, que. My brother looks at me, let's go, dude, let's go. I'm like, what the hell? He goes, all right. We went back to the truck, and we sent down the truck, and I'm like, what the hell's your problem, dude? That was fucking disrespectful, dude, what he did to us.
What?
Why? I go, dude, you hear what he fucking called us, dude? He goes, what? He called us horses.
Oh! He did not know that caballero was actually meaning gentleman.
I go, he called us caballeros, yeah.
Not caballo, bro.
Yeah. So I've gotten that before. I've been like, hey, caballero, like, that sounds good. It makes sense. You're a cowboy and, you know, caballero, like a horse. I'm like, I'm not a horse.
You are aware what his nickname is, right?
No.
The intro.
No.
He's actually known as El Ídolo del Pueblo.
Really?
El hijo del pueblo.
El hijo.
El hijo.
El hijo del pueblo.
El hijo. Oh, ya le cambiaste.
El hijo. El hijo del pueblo.
Mijito, si no eres Vicente Fernández, papá.
That's a funny story on its own.
Pues la frega. Oye,
no, talk to us. Talk to the original.
Talk to us. Talk to us.
El original es José Alfredo Jiménez.
José Alfredo Jiménez.
Talk to us, man. How did the name Kiki Caballero come about, man? Talk to us from there. Let's start from there.
So, I'm Enrique. My first name is Enrique. I'm actually Enrique Antonio.
All right.
Enrique Antonio.
Kiki Tony.
Pero Caballero is not my you know, Caballero is my what's it called? My artist name. My
stage,
artist,
name.
My
stage name. Stage. Right.
Vamos, caballeros, con ustedes, Kike Caballero.
See, no, and it's funny, man. I mean, it just came. At the time, I've always been a big fan of Westerns. And at the time, I was watching a lot of the Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So I was watching a lot of that. And I remember I even brought it up to Danny. Nomás así. Y pues I've always been very shy. And of course, you know this way. So I would bring up ideas to people, and people would be like, I don't know. And I would be like, I guess not.
Right.
I remember I brought it up to Danny. And I mean, he wasn't like hating on it. He was just, you know, giving me feedback. And he was like, well, okay, you want to be a cowboy? Every other wrestler in Texas is a cowboy. And I remember at the time, he was bringing down Chandler Hopkins.
Mm.
shout out Chandler Hopkins, great talent. And I remember he told me, he was like, look at Chandler Hopkins. Like, if you want to be a Cowboy and you want to succeed, then you got to be at least as good as him or better.
Right, right.
And I was like, well, you know, at the time I couldn't see it, ¿verdad? No podía verlo. So I moved away. I was like, maybe not the Cowboy, right? And then, you know, I mean, le pensé, and I thought and I overthought about it. And it wasn't until Danny forced me to debut in a way, right? Like, he told me, like, I'm throwing you out there. So it's up to you how you're going to debut, right? How you're going to perform. And honestly, I feel like I remember during 2021, when I was, like, you know, discovering myself and stuff, mi papá hizo muchas cosas. Like, he would say something like, he me decía, pues, I mean, I didn't have a child, right?
Yeah.
So he would be like, mijo, pues, I mean, the only thing you do is, like, you work out a lot. Like, you're good looking, take care of yourself. Like, te cuidas tu imagen. He was like, mi prima en México es una actora. She's an actress. She's an actress. I'll talk to her, and maybe you can move to Mexico City and start, like, acting. And like, she said, you'll
be Lisa. Wow.
That's my dad just talking.
Hey.
And you believe in your dad, bro.
And my dad told me he taught Billy how to play soccer, so I fucking believe him.
Yeah. But let me see, it never happened. So I think eventually, once I was, like, pressured, when Danny told me that I was going to debut, when he told me, hey, I'll be doing you in November, Kiki Caballero wasn't what I was going to debut as.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be another something else.
Right.
And somewhere along the line, he was like, okay, we were talking about it through text, and I just had to be like, hey, so by the way, right, I'm like, please, changing it.
Right, right.
And but I sent them a few voice messages at the time. I still remember. I was at work instead of working out.
Right, right, right.
And I remember, like, I told them, right? I was like, well, they clicked. Right? It clicked. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching telenovelas my whole life. Toda mi vida.
Pasión de Gavilanes.
Fuego de la Sangre.
Ah, Fuego de la Sangre es un camino. Dos mujeres un camino.
Teresa.
Marima.
Marima del Barrio. Con mi mamá, ¿no?
Right, right, right.
Entonces, it just clicked. I was like, my dad would tell me, like, you could be like a telenovela actor, maybe.
Right.
Like, maybe now's the time for me to, like, combine both things.
Right.
And it was el actor de telenovela con el luchador.
Right, right.
And it just worked out. I just realized, I just noticed your shirt with the roses.
I had to wear it, bro. Yeah. I had to wear
perfect
it.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, te traigo una rosa.
¡Dónde ching!
There you go.
Right there. There you go.
I didn't have this on me.
They appeared all of a sudden.
Una señora en la calle.
A la madre.
I was like, me van a salir caras. I'll get one. $5.
Dámelos dos.
This one's for you, bro.
Ooh, this one's for me, homie.
And this one's for Cacahuate.
Oh,
man. Thank you, brother.
Bésalo, güey.
No, let me tell you one thing. I do respect these gifts, especially from him. You know,
we go a long way back.
You know, we go a long way back.
Right.
You know, since I've known you for a long time, and you know, when I see you, you know, I like you give it all, man. You give it all inside that ring, and your name, Kike Caballero, te queda. Te queda por qué? Porque pues. Lo que en verdad es mexicano, mexicano de corazón, mexicano de todo, y no te queda ese nombre. You know, that's why I was like, aunque, I'll be honest, I mean, sometimes when I go somewhere else just to watch them, you know,
right.
They eat there.
Right, right,
you
right,
know,
right.
Of course, the first thing que siempre grito yo, siempre, ¡está viendo! But I guess a lot of people say that to me. A lot of people eat that.
That's
yeah,
true.
You know, I say that a lot. You know, and believe me, you know, believe me, I wish my daughter would actually meet you.
Oh, okay.
But then again, but I respect your life. I respect your girlfriend. Not if you have a girlfriend, I respect that very much. But you know what? I want to change it just a little bit for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
This Sunday.
This
Sunday at the Landmark.
Mi casa, the Landmark.
You're going to team up with somebody to go up against my main salesman of the year, Christopher Delta, and of course, a mystery partner.
Are you the mystery partner?
It's me, bro. It's me.
Those mystery partners. Those mystery partners can be anybody. I mean, the only thing that I can just say is that you all better prepare yourselves. You know, that's the only thing.
I do have an exceptional tag team partner.
An exceptional what?
Tag team. Well, for this match, he is my tag team partner.
Well, that's the only thing he's going to be, your tag team partner. But you know that he's been your rival. And you know that now he's not part of the exceptional deal anymore.
Oh, no. Are we talking about who I think we're talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, this is a question that everybody has been asking me, and I'm pretty sure it's been in your mind, too, you know, for my actions, first the actions of Christopher Delta, you know, betraying him, which we never did. And then the second one was last week, you know, when all of a sudden everybody thought that Christopher Delta had actually beaten the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. But it was all a setup.
So I guess now we gotta talk officially as New Breed Heavyweight.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Spit it out, man. Let it go.
No, now you're gonna talk as.
Now I'm really Kiki Caballero. We saw Ryan behind Kiki.
Now we're gonna change it a little bit. So mm-hmm. are you really prepared? Because you never know who this mystery partner can and maybe.
Yeah, man. I mean, all I'm gonna say is, as long as Alberto Vega keeps his head in the game. As long as he can focus. Well, I can control what he does or doesn't do.
I can guarantee that.
Saying, man. Me as the New Breed Heavyweight Champion. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna beat anybody. I don't care if it's a singles match. I don't care if it's a tag team match. If I have to, last time we tag teamed before we faced each other, I carried the whole match on my own. He tagged himself in. My only tag team partner is Sean Jones. Officially, we're tag team champions in San Antonio.
So
same guy who broke my door.
So basically, in a way, you're basically telling me that you don't trust him as your partner.
Well, I'm telling you the truth, Kakawate. But he has shown me two sides of him. But it doesn't matter, man. I will be Christopher Delta, and whoever is tag teaming with him on my own. Yo solo.
Wow.
I don't need Alberto Vega.
Wow. That's a question that everybody's been asking me. You know, I've gotten a lot of texts like, hey, why? I don't need to answer anybody's question to that because on a realistic matter, I don't like the guy. I've never liked the guy.
Why?
Because this is the reason why we decided to split from him. And now you're going to be stuck with him this weekend. It's because to me, in my eyes, I don't see no talent in him.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't see no talent in him, and I've never seen that. You know, but this Sunday, you guys are going to be for a big surprise on the mystery partner for Delta. You're going to be very surprised. You're going to be like, oh.
Surprised in a good way or surprised in a bad way? I like surprises. I'll take anybody.
I'll let you
see. You know what? I'm gonna throw my two cents here.
Have two cents?
Yeah, I do.
Actually, I have more.
Oh, shit, go ahead. The last match I saw you with Vega was over at Cena Live. This was I think 2 months ago or a month ago. I can't remember. Citrus Live. And it was one hell of a match. It was really good match. It was just back to back. It was like literally
he has carried the most of the match.
But at the end of the match, I did see a sign of respect off of that. So I'm about to contradict what you're saying. For him having Vega in his corner, I don't think he's gonna get backstabbed. I think he's trying to keep him.
One thing you gotta remember, he's still after your belt.
That's what I'm saying.
He still wants your belt.
That's what I'm trying to say. From what I remember, I beat the guy twice.
He still wants that belt. He's still
desperate for a belt.
I honestly believe Kike.
Yeah, he's desperate for a belt because
Vega is trying to keep you on top of the mountain because he wants to be the one to knock you off. That's what it looks like. But this weekend that's coming up, I guarantee you he's got your back. He got his back this weekend.
I'm willing to bet my money on that.
Wow. He got his back on him.
All I can say is, him on his own, he's exceptional. If he can put all his ego aside, I'll have his back. You know, I'll bring my own exceptional talents to the table, and I'll win the match.
We'll win the match.
And I don't take that away from you. You have tremendous talent. I have always seen it in you. Why? Because I see that in here from you. Mm-hmm. You give it 110% every time you're inside that ring. You know, you have made history inside that ring. You have made memories inside that ring.
That is a good thing.
And I love that from you. And I love that. And when I say it, I say it with deep heart. I don't say it just because you're here or anything like that. But you, I'll be honest, you have earned so much. You have earned that title around that waist of yours because of everything that you have put up inside that square circle. You have made it happen. And I hope and pray that you stay with that belt and you defend it against anybody, regardless how small, how big they are. You defend that with everything you got inside.
This is a great comment right here.
Yeah, let me tell you one thing. And I hope and pray for one day to actually be by your side, be your manager.
Uh-oh. One day. Here we go.
No.
Here we go.
No.
Here we go.
I hope that one day.
Well, I ain't getting close to Delta. I ain't getting close to Delta. That guy.
Jacinto put a great comment. He says, "Shut up, Gaguande," which I love that comment. Thank you, Jacinto. It says, as the saying goes, Kike, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
Just keep your eyes open. And that is the truth about it, man. That is the total truth about it. You know, when you have that gold around your waist, and I told every champion that walks into this podcast.
That Red Bull?
Every champion
that walks into this. The only time I drink Red Bull is only with Bucanas.
Oh my God.
Yo sé, me lo
hubiera
traído.
Oh my God.
Every champ that's coming here, man. Every champ that's coming here, it's the first thing. They always get a target in the back, no matter what.
No, every single champion is always gonna have that bullseye, whether it's in the front or in the back.
Yeah.
They're always gonna be that bullseye.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is, they're always gonna try to go after them at all times. Because you know, I've been there.
Like the famous Ric Flair says, you know,
to be the man,
you got to beat the man. So,
and right now, you with are all due respect, Uki, you are the top in the business. You're the top. So
just keep your eyes wide open, homie. That's all. You know, that's all we can tell you.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a curse and a blessing. Correct.
The pressure is there.
Yeah.
Pero, I mean, I can tell you, man, literal, as much as I do it for myself, of course, like I do it for, like I was saying, like all those people, like que siempre han estado ahí, like what you just said right now, que te bate, you know, like a pesar de nuestras diferencias, like igual que tú, igual que todas las personas que me han dicho, like esas palabras de apoyo, like that support from the people, like anytime someone tells me, like you got it, like it's in you, I'm a fan, you know, you're my favorite wrestler,
yeah,
I love you, you know. Now going up north with Sean, going to cities that I've never been to, mm-hmm. you know, and like Houston.
Man, and you guys have gotten that response. I've seen the videos.
El Chapa Junior Luchador just gave you a rose, homie. That's what's right there.
You know,
there you go.
You know, I've seen the videos where you guys have come out there, the way you guys have been where at local wrestling, right? With local wrestling.
Local underground.
You guys have actually turned up the crowd.
See?
You know, you guys have really, you know, earned your spot there. You know, it's like when they call you to those places, it's because you've earned it. They see what you got. They don't call you just because they need somebody. No, they call you because they know what they're going to have over there. You know, I've been in those places. I've been to them. Unfortunately, they can't afford them. Just kidding.
Kitty Franco saying, Kiki likes the girls in Houston. I don't know where that's going.
Hey, does he know something we don't know?
Well, the first time that I ever went to Houston, it was Sean, me, Mooncat, Charlie Miller, and JD.
Okay.
That was my first time ever. At the time, I remember it was Sean's first match there, también, mm-hmm. maybe second. And Mooncat, you know, someone didn't show. Mooncat mm-hmm. got thrown out there with Gravity.
Oh, shit.
You know, stuff happens, stuff gets in the way. And I was the only one that kind of like kept tagging along with Sean. And it was funny because, you know, shout out Lowrider over there in Local Underground, right?
Oh, he is a guy. We need to bring him down here.
We
need to bring it up.
Yeah, he'll get us that sponsorship from the smoke shop for sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
At the time, he was there in Local Underground. And I remember, funny enough, like getting into how me and Sean became a tag team, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's my second time ever in Houston, mm-hmm. right? I hear, like, okay, they want to book you.
Great.
Right? So my second time in my life in Houston, and I'm already in a wrestler there. And I remember Sean told me, like, oh, but Lowrider. I think it was Lowrider. He wants us to work as a tag team, you know, because it's gonna be a tag team match. I'm like, whatever they need from us, man, like I'm happy to be here, man. I'm happy for the opportunity.
Right, right.
Like, I'm blessed. Like, right, second right. time ever here, and they saw something in me.
Right.
And so, yeah, oh, we work as a tag team, whatever. We go there. Before the match happens, you know, people showed up, people didn't show up, and they're trying to, like, the people on the other team are like, why don't we get, I think it was either me or Sean, why don't we, like, take him to our team and we change, yada, 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 cambiamos de personas.
Right.
And I remember Lowrider said, no, we can't do that because they're a tag team, right, guys? And everybody looks at us, and we're there like,
Yeah.
So after that, me and Sean, like on the ride home, we were like, I guess we're a tag team.
Right.
It wasn't like, y'all work at the tag team. It's like, no, we need you guys to be a tag team.
Right.
And Sean was the one that told me también, right? He was the one that eventually, I mean, of course, I always loved the idea of you know, being able to like hold on to Sean and you know, get right. We complement each other.
Right? Right.
And it wasn't until he said, hey, I don't know how serious you're trying to take this. But I'm trying to take this seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, it's up to us, like, how far we can take this.
Right.
Then I said, okay, I'm on. And that's how we became the Rebel
Bandidos. That's awesome, man.
The Rebel Bandidos.
The Rebel Bandidos.
Oye, ¿y por qué no se pusieron mejor los Rebel Caballeros?
Chinga.
I want to be los Caballeros.
No, the Rebel Caballeros.
Sean can't let the spotlight go.
But the Rebel Bandidos.
And before we get to the old, because I know we're running out, an hour and 10 minutes in already.
Whoa. Dude, we still got about 20 minutes. Yeah, right.
I want to shout out to JD. And say thank you, JD, for finally taking that belt away from Martin. Maybe he can get Kelsey now. And JD, please retire the belt. Retire the belt, please. Exactly. Please. Even though I did see the outcome a couple of days ago where he did charge in with a chair. It is what it is.
He wanted to become the chairman.
Oh my God. Anyways, don't even know. But yeah, we got a lot of comments coming in. And goes,
I'm becoming a George.
George says, speaking of Rebel Bandidos, where is the new merch?
Okay, we're releasing that. Can we talk about that? I guess so. So I just want to say thank you to George. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, George and Jackie. Okay, yeah. George, Jackie, and Jose.
And Jose.
They've been there for me también desde el principio. For a lot of us, for like the whole wrestling community, like yeah. we're probably like the biggest
fans
of them.
Our respect.
Awesome. Big shout out to them. They've always been. They made stickers for me. They made designs for me. They've been there supporting me and the rest of the guys for a long time now. So George recently made some new designs, and we're gonna be coming out. And not only for me and Sean. But you'll see eventually. And honestly, right. like it. I mean, I don't get a lot of merch, pero. I'm excited for this. This is going to be out there. We're going to be taking it on the road. And it's thank you to George. Thank you to Jackie.
There you go, man. We're an hour and 12 minutes into the pod. Man, this is...
We still got 18 minutes.
I got to go to the restroom.
We still got 18 minutes.
So,
real quick before we leave.
Go ahead.
DK, you know, like I said, lo que te dije hace rato, lo digo de todo corazón. I'm glad, you know, when he told me that you were going to be on the podcast and he called me, hey, I want you as the co-host, I couldn't say no. I immediately said, I'll be there. I'm not going to say no to this. Why? Because ever since I saw you step foot into that ring the very first time, I have seen a lot of you. You, golly, man. I mean, I wish I could describe everything that I see in you, but man, but I'm gonna have to be here for days. You know, I have to be here for me to describe everything you.
Thank you, man.
You show a lot of questions inside that, and I hope that you know you're already traveling, you know, to other places, and I hope that other people see more in you. And by the time you know it, you have that ability, you have that heart to be más arriba todavía, más arriba. And you will get there. Nada más échale ganas, mijo. Ten mucho cuidado. Es como siempre hemos dicho todo el tiempo. Sabemos cómo vamos a subir ese ring, pero no sabemos cómo vamos a bajar. You know, y siempre tenemos que tener cuidado al subir.
Sí, no, claro. Sí, no, yo manejo, I'm driving to the shows and I'm like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I hear you, man.
My ankles, my wrist, and my
neck. Yeah.
Porque I've already broken most before.
Yeah.
Yo lo quisiera era poner push-ups. Yo no me voy a bajar de vehículo. Y no push-ups, ya bueno. Y además así.
I'm infamous for my push-ups.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo?
Así.
No, los push-ups, ¿cómo?
Así.
I think you've been hanging out with people too much, man.
Pero antes que nos vayamos, one last question. Have you ever actually wrestled somebody que nomás te va a decir, hey, you know what? Arriba.
Sí. Sí.
Que nomás te diga, ¿sabes qué? Todo arriba.
Dude.
Aren't those the best matches you're going to have?
It depends.
It depends, right?
Like, me tocó trabajar, por ejemplo, con Kaoma Jr.
Ah, el matamorense. El castigador de leyendas.
Okay, Kaoma, ¿verdad? Y obviamente, pues el señor, you know, mi respeto, like. Ya veo, sencillito, y bueno, lo que usted quiera, jefe, usted quiera. Mm-hmm. We took him there.
Okay.
We took him there, and me acuerdo que le pregunté, ¿verdad? Le hice plática, whatever, porque Sean couldn't talk to him. So Sean told me, Sean was like, you're gonna have to talk to him. Okay, le voy a hacer plática.
You're gonna have to translate for us.
Sí, y me acuerdo que le estaba haciendo plática. ¿Cuántos años lleva luchando, jefe? No, pues 32.
Yeah.
Yo llevo 2 años, yo tengo 23.
Yeah.
Vivo. Oh, ok.
El papá de él, mi respeto para Dr. Sí. Kaoma, el papá de él, de vez en cuando él aventaba unos cuantos llavazos ahí a
sí, no conozco muy bien al señor, pero son experiencias así que como dices tú, like it. I'm there to learn.
Yeah, and those guys have been in the business for a long time.
Yo estoy aquí para lo que usted quiera, jefe, y yo estoy feliz de aprender.
Yeah, him and his brother, Chamaco de Serra, you know, they got so many years in the business.
Pero sí,
and you'll learn a lot from him.
Hola. José Martínez, ya acabo de ponerle casa, Pim.
Aquí ando todo. Hey.
I feel like he's playing minus.
He's going to be ringside.
He's going to be ringside during the match.
And of course I'm going to be ringside.
You're going to be giving me tips.
Of course I'm going to. Of course I'm
going to.
Of course I'm going to be there. In that, you know, not, oh shit, in that match. Oh shit.
Spoilers.
Okay, spoilers. At that match.
First thing I want to say, man, Kike, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. It's been a roller coaster ride, especially with Cacahuates here. It's a roller coaster ride back and forth, man. I mean, it's fun to meet all the entertainment wrestlers that come in through that door, man, and hear their backstory, you know, and the match is coming up this Sunday. Go ahead and plug in the match this Sunday.
You know, I mean, all weekend, man. I mean, mañana, a lot of the guys, we're going up to Houston para Phoenix Lucha Libre. I was originally in a match. It was going to be me, Mooncat JD, and Sean, like puro Valley talent contra luchadores de allá, mexicanos. They switched me last minute. Now I'm in a tag team match. Let me, I don't want to get any of the leads wrong. I have all of them.
I know, I was looking at it earlier. They you were scheduled for a stable match,
see,
but then you got tossed into a tag.
So now I'm tag teaming with the beautiful and super talented Zai Gold.
who I didn't meet, but I saw her. I saw what she has, and I met her her boyfriend.
So you're going in a mixed tag team?
It's a mixed tag team. Yeah, okay. Mixed tag team. Me and Zy Gold versus Mr. Diego de la Cruz y Carisma.
Yeah, which also let you, the guys know I was supposed to have her on the podcast at the very end of the month. At the very end of the month, but unfortunately, I did get a phone call from her saying that she had plans that they were going to go to Colorado or something like that. They had a show over there. So I did pick up a new pair of guests that will come in next week. I have those party boys that buy it, man. I got Frank the Tank and Big Poppy Phoenix will be here next week.
But you're going to have Chew here, right?
Yeah, Chew will be here. Okay. Chew will be here next week. Thank God. Back again on the saddle. But no pun intended, caballero. Yeah, man, he's wow.
Los dos juntos when I'm here,
cállate. Sean, I know you're talking about Cacahuate here because he is a TMU. Paul Heyman, yeah, he is.
What the hell did he just say? I'm the TMU Paul Heyman.
TMU Paul Heyman, that is so on the money,
dude.
And you can get him only for
one night. Hold on. Hey, Sean, you know what? You gave me an idea, bro. That's going to be my new shirt.
Yeah, no, Mexican blue line. My bad. I thought you said you were going to try to grow a ponytail.
No, that's going to be my new shirt.
The Mexican bloodline.
That's gonna be my new shirt.
Anyways, man. I want to say, Kiki, first of all, thank you for coming to the podcast, man. I hope that's experience with us here. You want to come back again and talk to us anytime you want. The door is always open. As long as you bring these beautiful roses. Look, sure, I got one. You didn't.
Man, in case you're watching this, I don't want you to think that another girl gave it to me. It was Kiki. If you're watching the podcast, because like I told you, okay, babe? But I'm taking it to you.
Babe, if you're watching this, I'm not taking this. I'm leaving here in the studio because the man can go.
I want my friend to think that somebody else gave it to me. This one's going for you, babe, okay?
But, Kiki, thank you once again for coming to the podcast,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me, man.
Social medias, man, that you can search you up, look for all your info whenever you're wrestling. What social media do you have?
So, yeah, so Houston Friday, Saturday, I'm going to be actually at Combat Cold. Sneak peek. I'm not announced, but I'm going to be in San Antonio with everybody else. Y luego, el domingo, we're doing, of course, like Cacahuate said, we're in mi casa, the Landmark on Tower, Alamo, Texas.
There you go.
Me and the exceptional one, Alberto Vega, versus Christopher Delta and Mr. Your Opponent. So, like I have this in the bag. I don't need a tag team partner. Right. That's what it is. I'm on Instagram mainly, at Kike Luchador.
Guys, if you are looking for more info on Kike
Caballero, he's also on MySpace.
Kike Caballero, go and right there in that QR code that's right on the screen. Click on that. That'll take you straight to all his info, upcoming events, and all that good stuff.
The one covering Cacahuate. You should have kept it on the whole
Oh my God, no, but the other one was awesome, man. We have I'm gonna tell you something right now, dude. Look at that. Don't even put it on there. You know, put it on his head, dude. It'll cover the shine.
That's coming on the cameras right now.
Oh my God.
I don't want that anymore.
Look. Put it back. The miniature. Yeah.
In Lego size.
I know Doc's gonna left some stickers here for us, and unfortunately,
yours, not mine.
Yeah, I'll leave them right there.
I thought it was toilet paper, man.
There is a little bit of brown there. So.
Oh God, man! Here you go. Let me see. I got one more Kike here for you, right here, Kike. Is it Kike? Is into whoever will sponsor his lifestyle. There you go.
Money talks.
Kike,
come on, get him. Let him. Let up.
All I can say, Kikis, thank you so much, man, for coming out. Hope you had a good time here with us, man. Doors always open. Oh, my God. Man, why are you comparing M&M's to freaking canicoles of Marcos, bro? That's just messed up. But, for coming out, having fun with us, bro. You're more than welcome to come back anytime you want. You want to announce some stuff with us here, give us a heads up. We're glad to have you back on the show, man. A big shout out to Kakawate that came on the podcast today, man. Filling in for Chew. Kakawate, thank you so much, man, for coming. Thank you so much for coming out, man.
Thank you for having me again. Yeah. Like always, I always have a great time here, even though you assault me a lot. Thank you guys so much for everything. You know that whenever you need a co-host, you know you can count on me. All you have to do is give me a call.
But I do got one request from Masito. Next time you come, we need to get him a red wig. Done.
A red what?
A red wig. A red wig. Yeah. I'll get him one. Don't worry. I know the shine pretty much, you know, the camera goes out of focus. Hey, we'll figure it out. Don't worry, in time. And a booster sheet. We have to have a booster sheet for him. But anyways,
the only thing you're bigger than me is you're just wider than me. That's it. You're with the same height.
Hey, more meat to love, baby. I got one here from Mooncat real quick. It says, that's not what he asked. He asked what your type is in girls.
So this one time?
In Bandcamp?
Yeah, I want to answer that question. I was gonna say something dumb. What I'm gonna do before we go is I'm gonna call Bronco.
Oh God.
No. Bronco 956.
Hold on, really? You're gonna call him?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
How does he contest?
He's not gonna charge me, is he?
Is he?
Are you serious?
I could.
Oh God. Here we go.
Go for it.
Here we go. Here you go. The first ever on a Chewy New podcast, which I have not invited as much to this podcast yet. Let's go. Let's see. Let's see what he says.
Because people don't believe that Bronco speed dial.
There you go.
Your call has been forwarded.
Don't do it, dude. Trust me. Oh my God, this is gonna hurt your credit, dude. This is gonna hurt your credit. Oh gosh, no. Let's see. We're waiting here. Oh my gosh. Not gonna answer, dude.
You owe me money for this.
There you go. There you go for the roses. Anyways, man, thank you so much. You can appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Hold on to those championships for a long while, bro. I mean, set records, set goals, and like always, keep watching your back. Oh, yeah, I forgot something here. Something that is the Frank the Tank put on here. And this explains a lot of what's going on in the Valley right now.
Who's that?
Frank the Tank just put something here. Where are you, Frank? I had it right here earlier. Let me look for it real quick. I'm almost there. Give me a second. He was talking about the weather. Here it is. And this is true, Frank. It is true. The reason it's flooded in the valley is because Kike was walking around without his shirt off. And I did receive a text from Tim Smith. Quit the shit. So
basically, that comment, I already know what his meaning. Andas sin camisa, so...
Guys, we will see you. Guys, that is our podcast for the night. Tune in next week, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night, like we always do. We have Los Pony Boys in Valle, bro. Frank the Tenth, Maravilla, and Big Poppy Phoenix will be in the pot. Hopefully they don't bring those damn confetti things, because I still haven't got the damn confetti off from under my table, bro. I'm still sleeping.
You still have it over your ass.
I got confetti in Mando's underwear right now. I don't even know how he got there. That might have been for another party, guys. I don't know.
Get out of the bomb.
Ugly image. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. We will see you next time. Ladies and gentlemen, peace out.